With only 36 seconds remaining and tied at 24, the Fighting Irish intercepted a pass, maintained possession, and attempted this game-winning field goal.
41-yard attempt. Snap and hold are good. The kick is good! Notre Dame has won the Orange Bowl, and Marcus Freeman is taking them to the championship game.
So I love about college football, the crowd, yep, the enthusiasm,
huge,
and the bands.
Yep.
Joe Zone, Channel 3 Sports Director on the phone. Did you watch the game last night?
I did. I watched every second of it. And
nice.
That right there is the start of probably the best football weekend of the season, with that game last night. And plus, as good as that was, then you've got, you know, Texas and Ohio State tonight. Then you've got two on Saturday in the NFL, three on Sunday in the NFL, and then you wrap it up Monday night. I mean, basically, you know, you get yourself a couple of bags of goodies and some wine and beer. And
when you say bags of goodies, would these be goodies that you roll in paper?
Nope.
You eat?
Nope. My house of goodies would be nachos,
nice,
peanuts, popcorn.
Okay.
You know,
sandwich.
Stuff like that.
Pizza.
Yeah, it's a tremendous weekend of football. Listen, that game last night, I've covered Penn State, and I covered Paterno's first national championship. I covered them when it was Holston Paterno, and those crowds and that atmosphere are spectacular, tremendous.
Yeah, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like the crowds, the enthusiasm.
Yep.
What do you think that is?
Because they're all in. You know, they're rooting for schools that they went to. Plus, you've got so many students who are there. So they're just all in, and they're so passionate about it. And
they didn't pay $1 million to get in.
No, they didn't. But it's interesting. Even as it's becoming more and more professional with, you know, the nil and paying players to stay and the transition and losing players. And I don't know if down the road that will impact the whole thing. You're rooting for the school. And it's like, I think it's like fans who these days root for their favorite teams, you know, pro teams. You're not really rooting for players anymore. You're rooting for the city you grew up in, the team you followed. And as long as that remains true, it will be passionate. But boy, that crowd, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Nuts. Got a wild card weekend in the NFL this weekend. So Saturday, Chargers at Texans.
Yep. And the Chargers, you know, they're a 3-point favorite. And there's only two under road dogs. They're one of them. The other one is Minnesota. And I like the Chargers as well. You know, I like that young Texas team, but I think the Chargers in that game, they've got the best coach. They've made a lot of improvement. I like their chance. I like them to start it off with a road win.
All right, I'm going to circle that.
Yep.
Zone's picking the Chargers. Steelers, Ravens.
Yeah, and then we got to see that one for the third time, you know, this season. But Baltimore is the biggest favorite in this thing. They might be the best team in the AFC. I say might be. And I don't think the Steelers are going to win that game, but I do think they're going to cover. I know, you know, we talk a lot about these days. Everybody's betting something. But I think Pittsburgh will play them close, but I think Baltimore is going to win that game. That's the 8 o'clock game tomorrow night.
Sunday, Broncos at the Bills.
Yeah, that game, I like that game. I happen to like Buffalo. I like the way they play. And I think Denver's got to give, you know, they're getting 8.5. And I think with their defense, I think they probably can keep that game close. Again, I don't think they can upset them, but I definitely think Denver. I think that's going to be my favorite game to watch this weekend. You know, it could end up being a blowout. Buffalo, when they're rolling, they're as good. I think they're the best team in the AFC. I think they're going to go into the Super Bowl. But I think Denver.
Is that right?
No.
I do. I don't think Kansas City is, even though they have the bye. I think the way Josh Allen's playing, who in my view is the MVP this year, and I think Denver can keep that game close, but Buffalo is going to win that game.
Packers, Eagles.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a big Eagles fan. Growing up as a Giants fan, the Eagles have caused me a lot of pain. But when they're and watching Saquon Barkley run all season for them just made it worse for me to stay on them. And Green Bay's got a lot of talent, good young quarterback, but I think Philadelphia is the. If they don't go to the Super Bowl, they're going to be in the championship game. They're a 4.5-point favorite, and I think, I don't think Green Bay can play with them. I really don't.
Commanders at Buccaneers.
Yeah, I can't get too excited about that game. I know Washington's got that good young quarterback. Tampa, they're again another favorite at home. I think that could be a high-scoring game, but. I'm going to pick Tampa in that game. And I like Washington's quarterback, but I think Mayfield is on a tremendous – I like the way some of these quarterbacks that people gave up on, Mayfield, one of them, have come back in the right system with the right teams, given another chance, have played well. And Tampa, their running game, people overlook that running game with Bucky Irving, but they're going to – they're a good team to watch, no doubt about it.
Joe Zone, Channel 3 is on. But no one, you know, anything can happen, but no one sees the Commanders or the Bucks in the Super Bowl, right?
I don't. I'm very fourth or the fifth best team in the NFC.
Monday Night Football, Vikings and the Rams.
Yeah, you know, they moved that game to Arizona because of the wildfires. So that game is, they're moving that one out. That's a pretty good game. I mean, that's, Minnesota's the road dog there, but only by a point, and I think that could be a really good shootout. And again, there's another with Darnold for Minnesota, quarterback nobody wanted and couldn't play. And he's got, the third best record maybe in the NFC. That I call that a pick'em. I really do. And I think I'm going to go with Minnesota in that game only because I'm just going for the underdog quarterback. I like guys who get a second chance and who prove themselves.
Yeah.
He's a guy who's done that. I wouldn't mind seeing him slip over to the Giants for a season or two, but that's just a story for another day.
And who do you see in the Super Bowl?
I see in the Super Bowl Detroit and Buffalo.
Huh. Man, that would be some. Those would be two great teams to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all in on Detroit. I think they've got the right offense. Their defense has come back. They're resting after like playing 12 weeks in a row. They had an early bye. So they're going to be rested. They're going to be probably the best rested team coming into the playoffs. And they've got a lot of talent with a great coach. And you know, Buffalo, another team with that quarterback who can do it all. I think they're good enough.
And where are the Cowboys this weekend? Joe, where are the Cowboys this weekend?
They're watching a game.
They're doing the same thing the Giants are. They're crying. That's another story, by the way. It looks like I think the Cowboys are going to keep their coach.
Really?
I think they're going to keep McCarthy. Otherwise, why wouldn't you let him go talk to some other teams who want to talk to him?
Right. That's the one thing with Jerry Jones. He's very loyal to his people.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you want to bust his hump and say, "Nah, we're not going to keep you, but we're not going to let you talk to anybody else either." That'd be about as mean-spirited as it could be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing Jerry Jones does very well is act. Did you see that clip of him on Landman?
No.
Everybody's talking about it.
Oh, I got to go check it out.
Now, he does this scene, and you could tell it's a true story, and he's told the story several times, but he tells this. He's in the hospital room visiting John Hamm's character who just had a heart attack, and he's trying to explain to John Hamm that you got to make family more important.
Yeah.
Because life goes by real fast. And he does this story about how he moved out to California to be close to his daughter who was at school, and he bought 25 building lots and, to build 25 houses. But instead of building 25 houses, he built 4 gas wells. And those 4 gas wells in 18 months gave him enough money to buy the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, wow.
And he said, the lesson was I was just trying to be close to my daughter, but it turned out I found my career. I found a way to be close to my family. Right. I'm working with all my kids. They're involved with every aspect of my life, my gas, an oil business, my Dallas Cowboys. It's a really unbelievable scene. He's going to win an award as best guest appearance for that scene. And I'm like, wow, this is what he should do.
That's interesting. Wow.
He should do that. He should go around and act.
Exactly.
Maybe start acting like a good GM.
Go start with that one.
Or not be a GM. Just be a gas guy and a family guy. And
he was just asked about that, too.
Get out of the football business.
He's not going to do it. He's like, no, this is my job.
Yep.
I bought the team. for it to be my occupation. This is my occupation.
That's what I do.
Yeah. The Jets.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers.
My gut is they're moving on. They're moving on, the Jets, and I think Rodgers is going to play someplace next year.
Really?
I don't know where. I don't know if he would take a backup role and be a mentor. If they brought him in with the idea that we want you here for a year, we want you to develop our young guy, you know, he might do that at the end of his career. I would find that kind of interesting, actually. But I don't see how the Jets, you know, that they failed miserably there. They've got to get something figured out. I mean, it's like my Giants. People asked me the other day what I thought about them keeping their coach and GM, and that I was 50-50 on it. I wasn't strong one way or the other. I just wish they would get some players in play, but. Yeah, you know, they haven't done that too well.
And why would they even talk to Rex Ryan?
Well,
the Jets.
They figure football.
He had success there. I see Ryan on a lot on that. On ESPN and on the morning show that they do Get Up, and he clearly knows the game very well. Whether he knows how it's changed and how to deal with players, but he knows X's and O's. The problem is it's not all about X's and O's these days, but he definitely knows his X's and O's, and he had some success when he played there. But like you, I got to believe there are some other guys who...
It's not a long-term solution.
Right.
Right.
He had one good season.
That's it.
And they were in the toilet. And he had a good season, then he had a great season.
Yep.
And then he went back to,
toilet.
Doing what the Jets do.
Right.
Sucked.
It's hard to do what they do with Pittsburgh. Keep your coach, stick around, and just build with the same coach. A lot of owners get impatient, and changing coaches every 2 years or 3 years, what we've seen doesn't really work. It's hard to, you got to build a foundation. You have to, you've got to build that legacy. And changing coaches is the easy way, but I don't see it working very much.
Yeah. All right, Joe. All right, so Joe's Zone Channel 3 is picking Chargers, Ravens, Bills, Eagles, Bucks, Vikings, and he sees in the Super Bowl Lions and the Bills.
That's what I see. Yep.
All right. Thank you, brother. Scott Haney, Channel 3 on the show.
Hello.
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 Happy New Year. Happy New Year. All right, so I've been following the whole thing, but you got to tell me what's going on.
What thing are you talking about? AJ's health?
Oh.
Yeah,
I got a little thing going on.
I thought he told you when we went out to dinner.
Yeah.
No, did not.
I think he did. Didn't you say that?
I'm almost positive, but it was dark out.
You said you had some health problems. I didn't know it was cancer.
Oh.
Well, at the time, we didn't know.
Oh, no, you did, didn't you?
I, to be honest with you, I really don't remember. I know I told him about a bunch of problems, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all coming back to me.
It's a form of, yes.
There was some alcohol on the table.
There was.
There was lots of alcohol.
Right, which was consumed.
All right, AJ?
Yeah, so I have multiple myeloma, and basically it's like a blood cancer. They caught early, and I'm receiving treatment for it now.
Okay. Yeah. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah. According to the doctor.
The doctor said he'll be back to 100% or close.
Yep.
Doing much better already.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so bizarre.
Right?
No, why? I'm looking at my computer screen while I'm talking to you, and I'm fixated on, it says my file has saved 100%, and you said 100% at the same time.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So that's a good sign.
That's a good sign. Look at that, see?
It's a good omen.
Yay.
There you go. You're cured.
Ta-da.
You just should have called me.
Sweat my forehead. Oh my God.
But you probably heard it in his voice.
Definitely. Yeah. And you looked a little
off
under the weather.
Peaked.
Peaked. That's a good word.
Looked a little peaked.
Look a little peaked. And then when I saw you with the toy drawer, I was like, he still doesn't look too great.
Right.
Right.
I think I said something to you, Chaz. I said, what's going on? And you said, I'll tell you later, but later you never came because I had to leave.
Right.
So I'm so grateful that you're getting good care.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, he started on this diet, and just as he started on the diet, I think he started rapidly losing weight. And I thought, wow, this diet's really good.
I'm really good at
this. I started asking him about it.
Right.
Because he was eating junk during the day.
I was.
During his eating hours. He was fasting.
Yep.
I was like, wow, this sounds Sounds like a great diet. Look how much weight you're losing.
Sign me up.
Got to the point where we were saying to him, you can't lose any more weight. You got to put some back on.
And I tried to stop it. Right. Kept going.
As all of his other medical conditions were starting to get attention from doctors, they figured out it wasn't the diet.
Right.
Oh, unbelievable.
Just one of those scenarios.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, because I had three hernias to deal with. One of them being a diaphragm hernia. I had basically my intestines were in my chest. They had to fix that one a week and a half ago.
Only you.
I don't know how the hell it happened. Yeah, I must have breathed in too hard one day. I have no idea.
How hard are you snoring at night? Right. What happened?
So they fixed that a week and a half ago. I still have three fractured vertebra to fix and two more hernias in addition to the whole blood cancer thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'll be busy for a little while.
It's like a car.
Are you at work now, or are you at home?
Where I'm in studio.
Yep, see?
Oh, okay. Yep. All right, God bless. Okay.
Well, you know you'd be able to tap the mic at home, too.
Don't tell him that.
He would like this to confirm that he's in the studio. But yeah, I'm here.
See, like,
well, you would have a mic at home as well.
You're watching, right?
Yeah. He tapped it.
It's very different when someone's not in the studio, though. Yeah. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You miss the facial cues. You miss you miss a bunch of things.
Right.
Not that AJ has a very pleasant face, but you still miss some cues.
Why do we keep saying that?
I did it from home 1 week, and I loved it.
The commute's wonderful.
Really?
Oh my God!
The bathroom, anytime you want it. Your bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Coffee.
I was like, "What is happening?" I did it for 3 months during COVID. I was like, "What is happening?"
Right?
Yeah. No, we came in every day during COVID, but then like a year after COVID came and went, I got COVID, and then I stayed home for 1 week, and it was heaven.
Yep.
Oh God, no! The only thing that was good about staying home was I got to watch Schitt's Creek.
Gotcha.
It was the best show on television.
I got to see my cats. I saw Jennifer in the morning.
Right.
I was 20 feet away from my coffee, 5 feet away from a bathroom.
Right.
I get off the air. We have a meeting over the box, and then I'm done. I'm home.
I'm going to the couch.
Oh, it was tremendous.
Yep.
I could see why no one wants to go back to work
when
they're working remote.
Yep.
Yeah, well, it's like I always think they're going to think I'm not doing anything, and I kind of wasn't. I was like, boom.
Right. You're not doing anything at home.
No.
I was like, what am I doing? I got to go back to work.
It's funny. I wonder if anyone's done the math on, because people are doing about the same amount of work home as they are, or were when they were in the office.
Right.
How much time in the office are you wasting if you can do 20 minutes of work at home a day and cover all your bets?
Right. Oh, I look around the office and I'm like, people are gabbing. And I'm like, we have people here that we could talk a buzzard off a turd wagon. And I'm like,
tough to do.
It is tough. It's not for some people. It is not tough.
For 22 years next month, I've been walking right out the door when I'm done meeting with everybody.
Yeah.
And I try to get right out the door because... Yeah. If not, you're here for another hour.
Easily.
Just talking about nothing that matters.
Easily, yes.
Easily. I literally walk out the door when I don't have a shoot. I literally walk out to studios, grab my coat, and leave.
Yeah. And it seems unsociable.
Goodbye.
But it's the most productive thing you could do for the company is to get home and get right back to work as fast as you can from home.
Right.
Exactly. Well, the thing is here, like my day is over at 11:30. So I'm walking into a newsroom where people are just starting to get into the prime of their day. And I'm like, goodbye. And I always feel like they're going to think I'm like not working enough.
I get that one. We're, walking out, depending on when we're walking out. They think I'm just going home. Wow, you're done at 11.
No, you're not, though.
Oh, well, thanks for working a half a day today.
Right.
No.
Must be nice.
Yeah, no.
Must be nice.
No, I was here at 4:30.
Yep.
While
you're sleeping.
And I'm going to go home, and I'm going to read emails while I'm eating, scarfing down a lunch. Then I'm going to grab a nap. I'm going to get up. I'm going to read my emails.
All
I'm
over again.
Cut radio commercials. I'm going to plan the show.
Yeah.
I got to read 30 to 40 stories to pick 10 we're going to do on the air.
Yep.
And then I'm texting Ruth back and forth. Can you get this one? Can you get that one?
It's a lot going on.
Grabbing audio, and then going, then I'll sit on the couch for a half an hour with Jennifer. Then I go to bed.
Yep.
That's my day.
That's it, yeah.
I love it, though. I love it. It's not work.
No.
Right, right. I'd rather watch the clock. I'd rather beat. What do they say? I don't want to watch the clock. I want to be beat. I want to
beat the clock.
Like, oh my God, I need more time.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I can't believe it's 11:30 already.
When I have a conversation out in the building, and these people are great.
Yeah.
We really have a building full of people I enjoy. But I find it painful to have those small conversations about nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I don't care. I don't care about any of this.
Right.
I should be farming for material, but I'm like, I don't care. I just want to go to sleep at this point.
Yeah,
exactly. Right.
You gotta recharge.
You know, I'm like, I was here at 2. You weren't. You were fast asleep.
Right.
And now I'm going home. Goodbye.
Right. I done my part. Now it's yours.
So all these wins that we're having, it has nothing to do with the California wins, correct?
I'm sorry.
Our wins, I completely shifted gears,
yes.
Sir.
Yes. Okay.
The wins we have.
Nothing.
Nothing. But isn't it weird that they're having crazy wins and we're having crazy wins at the same time?
Yeah, we're caught between low pressure and high pressure. They got Santa Ana wins, which is completely different.
Yeah. Have they ever had a 100-mile?
What a mess.
100-mile?
Yes, they have had wins like that.
Okay.
But, you know, now, you know, and not at the same time as brush fires.
Right.
And some of the reports are saying that some of those fires, I don't know. I don't know how they started, but it's not good.
No. One that started yesterday afternoon, they think was set by a person that they've apprehended.
Yeah.
Which is, could you imagine? What are you doing?
What was your thought process here? How can I help?
Right.
It's how can I make things worse?
I'll make a diversion.
Exactly. Let me throw some gasoline on this fire.
Exactly right.
The worst fire in the history of California is not bad enough. Let me make it a little bit worse.
Let me just make it a little worse.
Smidge more.
Those people, I have friends, they were texting. I was up at 11:30 3 nights ago. We're leaving, we're evacuating. I was like, what? Like, my phone was going off in the middle of the night, and I always keep it on just in case my mother, you know, anything happens.
Yes, of course.
So I went, and the ding went off, and I'm like, who's texting me at 11:30? And it was them at 8:30 their time. They're like, we're leaving our house. And I'm like, where are you going? I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Like, the brush fires have taken. I was like, oh, my God. And they're relocated, and I don't even know if their house is still standing.
And then, you know, once they start getting rain,
yep,
it's going to be
a mess.
Horrible.
The mudslide, everything.
I just feel for those people. After going through what we went through in Oxford with the flood.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was just, you know, that nothing compared to what's happening out there.
No.
That was enough devastation for my mind to take. I wouldn't be able to drive through there now and look at that and say this was a place where I lived and I knew everybody on this street. And, yeah.
Right, and let's say your house is still standing. All the other houses are gone around you. Like, how do you return to a neighborhood like that?
Right.
Oh, I could.
Come on.
Nice and quiet here now. Right. No friggin' dogs barking. Awesome.
You are crazy.
Yeah, some of those houses aren't going to be rebuilt, I think.
It's going to take a... As Nicolette Larson once said, it's going to
take
a lot of love.
Gotcha.
Topping the news, a man waving a machete after an alleged road rage incident arrested in Woolcott.
Wow.
Good morning to comedian Felipe Esparza.
What's up, everybody?
Hey.
What's happening? Good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Thanks. I'm guessing this is not a regular time for you to be up.
Hmm?
Are you normally up? Are your headphones okay?
Yeah, I get up around 7 every day. To walk a dog.
Okay. Oh, all right. So you're normally up at this time.
Yes.
No headphones?
Yeah, good.
You got it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I smell weed? Is that weed?
Is that smell?
No?
Nope.
Yeah, I thought the guy was with me. He was smoking in the morning.
Okay.
Oh, really?
The eye opener. Yeah.
You got to wake up somehow.
Yeah.
Everybody has their thing. I have my coffee.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have my coffee, and he has his coffee house.
His red eye opener.
Yeah. The red eyes. It's legal, right, in Connecticut?
Yes.
Yes.
For recreation?
Yep.
Yes.
When did that start?
We can't remember. It's wasted.
That's right.
About 2 years ago?
Oh, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's right.
Came
it's our
long
2 year anniversary, actually.
Yeah. Wow. Because I came here a long time ago, but not. I went to Hartford.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like Funny Bone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember it was, I don't know if it was legal or not, but everybody had it.
Right.
Yeah. It's a thing that you drive around Connecticut, you'll smell it.
Yeah, we were testing it out.
Yeah.
Make sure it would work.
Do you smoke?
Yeah.
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 It helps.
I like that you asked first if we legalized it, then answered that.
Right. It's a good strategy.
Yeah, I started smoking late.
Yeah.
I quit. I smoked for like a year, then I quit for 10, and I started again.
Nice.
Why did you quit?
Because I started doing other drugs like cocaine and PCP.
Right, you want to make give it a shot.
What's PCP like?
Like angel dust.
Yeah.
It's like an elephant tranquilizer.
Yeah.
And you dip it. There's several ways. The old school way, like the 70s, I think they mixed it with...
Yeah, dusted with dusted. Weed.
Yep. There you go.
Yep.
You know what? You just brought back a memory. I have smoked a joint with angel dust in it.
Yeah.
Realized I never wanted to do that again.
If you heard sizzle.
Yeah. Wow.
Was that good? Sizzle. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, and it has this memories. Carbon ugly smell.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you want to put your hand through a windshield. That's not good either.
Put your hand through a windshield?
For example,
on
yeah.
angel dust?
He's playing my life here because I did that. Look, I have scars right here.
Right. That's how you test it out.
Angel dust scars.
Right.
I have 29 stitches, and my friends and I, we never done it before, and we were running around door to door breaking windows with our fists.
Oh, my God.
Because why not?
Huh.
It was something to do.
Door to door.
Yeah, like we were living like in these housing projects, and there was a lot of like three floors, and we just ran randomly breaking windows.
Right.
So I got really we got cut up and
what were you on?
PCP.
Yeah.
PCP.
Right. Because it seemed like a good idea at the time.
How many windows did you break? Do you remember?
I think about a third, fourth one. My hands was already cut, and we stopped.
Yeah, because it's a blood trail.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right.
And I walked to the White Memorial Hospital. They stitched me up.
Nice.
How many stitches?
29.
Nice.
Ooh.
Almost 30. Yeah.
I didn't even know it was that bad. I didn't feel any pain.
Right. Of course not.
I just saw that it kept bleeding and bleeding, and I wrapped it, and then the blood would come out through, like, my fingers.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. We got to go.
Yeah, we got to go.
Yeah.
Tetanus shot.
A Dunkin' Donuts, napkin, duct tape's not going to fix this.
No. Felipe Esparza. In studio. He's at the New York Comedy Club in Stanford tonight and tomorrow.
Awesome.
And so you're on PCP, then you decide, you know what, maybe I should stop PCP and I'll go back to weed.
Yeah.
I wasn't putting my hand through windows on weed. Yeah.
Because it was, my neighborhood was a known PCP place.
Nice.
Like, everybody from all the Los Angeles knew of my neighborhood, so there were, like, PCP dealers while everybody else was selling other stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it was...
Their specialty?
Yeah, that was their specialty. They would... I remember they raided a guy's house because he had sparkless water full of PCP.
Okay.
Gallons, man, and they were all open. The whole building was going to explode.
Oh, boy.
So they had to, like, take everybody out of the building, arrest the guy.
When they raid your house, you're up there on the you're on the food pyramid.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not, like, just a street dealer.
No.
They raid your house for a reason.
Yeah, they raided his house.
They come
house.
With the trucks and the vests and the, break the door down the whole
thing. The robot, yep.
Yeah.
There's a the robot. Out rage, that hazmat guy.
Yep.
Jeez. And who was this?
There was some guy. His name was Little Guy, too, man.
Right.
He was 5'1", muscular, very funny.
A little fire plug.
Tattoos? Yeah.
No tattoos.
Huh. I would have expected some tattoos.
That was his name, no tattoo.
You know, he looked like that guy from Cheech and Chong next movie, Cousin Red. Cousin
Red, okay, right. Wow.
Holy crap. Well, you know what? Maybe we could do a phone subject where you could call in the scars you got while drinking or drugging.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know, like, some of them are caused by other people, or did you cause them yourself?
Right.
Yeah, either one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll work.
Yeah. 203-882-9757. We'll put you in the running for tickets to see Creed, Three Doors Down, and Mammoth WVH at Xfinity. And we'll throw in, why not a free car wash from Splash?
Why not?
We have a story here out of Wilkett where a guy was arrested for waving a machete out his car window after an alleged road rage incident and having multiple drugs in his possession.
Oh, boy.
Danny Trejo.
Yep. Yeah, it does sound like him.
Right.
Machete.
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 This is machete.
A driver flagged down a police sergeant on patrol in the area, and police said the driver was distressed and told the sergeant, quote, "This guy behind me is crazy. He has a machete."
Right.
He was Thor.
Exactly. Would have been.
The sergeant saw Robert Berardi, 67, in the driver's seat of another vehicle, waving a machete out the window.
It was a nice machete, too.
You know.
And the handle built in, the whole nine yards.
Oh, really? Did you see that?
Yeah, good quality machete.
Yeah?
Yeah. If I was going to be waving one around, that's what I want.
Like, it wasn't a Home Depot machete.
No, and it wasn't homemade. It wasn't taped off. This thing was a nice machete.
Nice handle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this was engraved.
When I was in junior high school, we had I was lucky to be one of the last kids that had metal shop.
Okay.
We had metal shop. We had wood shop.
Yep.
And we had plastics. They got rid of that 3 years before I got there. But
yeah,
there was actually a class you could take in junior high called plastics.
Yeah.
And we made those little diamond clear necklaces.
Yeah.
We used to buff that glass out.
Yeah.
So one of our assignments in metal shop when I was in seventh grade was to actually make a hammer, not a machete.
Right.
But we made a metal hammer.
Right.
Like, we got the block and we melted the metal. We had the
cauldron, yeah.
We had the little oven to melt metal, and we put it in a pot. Our teacher helped us.
Yeah.
We carried it ourselves, and we poured it under the thing to make the thing.
Yep.
And then we buffed it.
Yep.
We put the handle, and there was a machine that was like going real fast, and we went.
Yeah, they buffed it out.
Buffed it out.
Yep.
Because I remember a kid was mad at another kid, and when he was buffing his hammer, he went over there to that kid's neck and put on his neck and burned him.
Oh,
that scar's probably still there.
And with a big fight, and Mr. Tringali, the metal shop teacher, he made every period of it, every from first period to seventh period, take the safety test again.
Wow.
And like, every day we were reading a chapter of the safety test, so everybody learned it because of that guy burning that guy.
That's it.
It didn't sound right, though.
This is kind of why they don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
We lost wood shop, metal shop,
right,
because of kids like him and kids like me.
It doesn't sound right, though. I caught a guy.
Safety is very important, guys, here at wood shop.
Yeah, missing fingers.
Mr. Tall, he was missing fingers.
I caught a guy puffing his hammer.
Yeah, I remember hearing commotion. Yeah, it was like in English class or something. I heard like a lot of commotion down the hall. We got out and we're walking down the hall going to another class and walking by the wood shop.
Yep.
And you could see one of the machines was like covered in a sheet.
Yep.
And apparently someone had a mishap and lost a finger.
Yep, or the hair.
Chris in the tanker.
What's up, everyone?
What's up, brother?
First off, AJ, feel better, bro.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Well, I've told this story before. I was the one I got stabbed in the stomach in a bar fight, and I had to get airlifted out in Essex.
Right.
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. I was. My brother was fighting somebody, and I went over there, and
got
involved. And next minute I know, I have a blood coming out of my stomach and my fat hanging out of my stomach.
Right.
That's.
Wow. Yeah. You got stabbed one time or multiple times?
Just once in the stomach, but. Like I always say, I never felt it, never felt a thing. Just look down, white shirt.
The adrenaline, yeah.
Just red everywhere.
Well, the PCP.
I'm like, oh, it's not good.
That's a sharp knife, by the way.
It's a sharp knife.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, plus your hammer, too, that knife. Helps out.
Yeah, you're hammered. Yeah, adrenaline, all of that. Don't even feel
PCP.
It.
I've done that once, but that's another story for another day.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Chris.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey, shut up.
Shut up.
Wow, man. Like getting stabbed at a bar.
Yeah.
At least his guts didn't come out, right?
Right.
They did.
They did. Oh.
That's when he said his fat was in my hand. His fat started oozing out of the hole.
I was immediately airlifted.
I was walking. Like, I never do this because I don't like meeting fans before the show because sometimes They want to get extra high or want to party, or they don't have tickets.
Yeah.
They're trying to walk with me in the club.
Right.
I was walking with this lady and her husband, and we're all big, right? We're big people. She was wearing shorts, and we were just not randomly walking.
Yeah.
There was like maybe a inch of sidewalk that was hanging up on the sidewalk.
Yeah. You saw a lip.
She missed it.
Wow.
And she fell face planted, face down.
Ow.
And her knee was shattered, bro. Like, and
that
it's sad
about
because
as painful
when
as it
somebody
gets.
Falls face plant.
Yeah.
But we always, you
didn't
always
get
make
her
a
hands
reach.
In front of her face.
You make a reach to help them not fall, but it's always too late.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it comes in slow motion.
Like, no.
Man, her knee was not bleeding yet.
Yeah.
But her fat was coming out of it.
Oh.
Her knee fat.
Right, right.
Knee fat.
Yeah, I don't know,
fat
but it was blubber. It was
she had to
white.
Be big.
It was
oh, you
white.
Did say you're big people.
Big people, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big people.
She can't. It was like, I think that saved her.
Yeah.
Because if she would have been a skinny person, it would have been
she
shattered.
She was shattered.
Right.
I felt bad for her when I was in the auditorium. And I said, and I went, and I went on my Uber, and I look for a CVS or a Walgreens.
Right.
And I bought her Bengay, aspirins, and a knee pad.
Nice.
And I went to the front of the show before the show started. Hey, man, sorry you messed up your leg here, but I didn't say that, but you looked at your husband. I said, he ain't going to do anything.
Right.
So, so I just gave her the bandage that her husband wrapped it up.
Yeah.
But it got bigger. She said after the show, she went to the emergency room.
She probably should have went before the show.
Probably should have, but no. Want to see a show.
She wanted to buy merch.
Yeah. That says a lot about your performance.
Yeah.
That's
she's
right.
Like, oh,
she's like, I'm not
I'm
missing
hanging.
The show.
Right.
Lady, I'm supposed to break a leg, not you.
Talking about getting scars while partying. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Felipe Esparza is in studio.
Yay.
He's at the New York Comedy Club in Stamford tonight. So if you call in, you'll get in the running to see Creed, Three Doors Down, and Mammoth WVH at Xfinity, 203-882-9757. Ryan and Trumbull.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Hey.
Good
morning.
Yeah, I'm calling because last time I was up in school at Maine, driving around on the back of a pickup truck, you know, drinking,
yeah,
holding on to a roof rack, and next thing you know, roof rack snaps.
Right.
So me and like three other kids go flying off the back of a truck, and at this point we're going at least 60, and I just get all cut up all over my body. You know, the road rash was like right down to the bone in like my arms and my knees.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I would wonder about that, man, when you're like in a moving vehicle like that.
Yeah.
When you're going that fast, because, you know, in the cartoons, you just jump off.
Right.
But I didn't know that your body is moving.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it has to stop. So you just keep rolling, right, bro?
Yeah, they actually left me. They didn't realize I was out of the truck until like a mile away.
Until you rolled past me.
The half a second, though. Between snapping off
and landing, yes,
not
seems
a good
longer.
Feeling.
Seems
it's like,
longer.
Oh damn,
yeah,
it seems like it's an hour.
Yep,
definitely dizzy. I'll tell you that.
Yep.
All right, thank you, brother.
Thank you.
All right, you call in a scar you got while partying. 203-882-9757. We put you in the running for tickets to see Creed, Three Doors Down, Mammoth WVH, Joe the Barber.
Yes, just happened recently at my 55th birthday party at my house. I got pretty banged up, and everybody left that evening, and I was outside cleaning up, and I kind of fell and right into my fire pit. I burnt my nose on the ring of the fire pit, and I hit my head on the brick, and I got a scar.
Wow.
A dent was taken out of my forehead.
Wow.
Like a little human stogie.
Thank God I didn't go into the fire pit. I think my mom and dad looked down from heaven and said, this guy's an idiot, so he's going to blow him over the fire pit.
Go get your son.
Did you drop something in a fire pit? You were trying to grab it?
No, I was picking up, believe it or not, I was picking up seat cushions and putting them in the garage, and I fell.
Yeah.
Must have passed out, and I woke up, I came to, and I had seat cushions in my hand, and my girlfriend comes down, and I'm on one knee. And she's like, what happened? I just fell. And the first thing I did was check my mouth to see if my teeth were still there.
Ouch.
Because I hit the brick. I'll send you a picture. You got to see my face.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I know.
She thought you were proposing.
Oh, my God.
And here's the kicker. Bad insult to injury. I got a pimple in the scar today.
Oh.
Nice.
Ooh.
Ouch. All right, Joe.
Hey, another thing. Don't put me in the running. I already have tickets for Sun House. I just wanted to share the story.
Okay.
Thank you. Hell yeah. I like this guy.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe.
Honest.
Well, you would be on it, bro, to get fire going into a fire pit like the witch from Hansel and Gretel, bro.
Yeah, seriously.
Speaking of fire, you and your manager. Is this your manager?
No, it's my comedian.
The opener?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Oh, hey.
Him and I have a podcast called History for Fools.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. How does that go?
We do him and I. We love history, and I always wanted to be a history teacher, but then I dropped out of high school.
Right.
It was history. So we started listening.
You'd be a great history teacher.
We waste a lot of time talking about history, so let's just do a podcast. So we started off by doing the history of stand-up comedy.
Nice. That's the first step.
Like, we went all the way deep to the first time there was a marquee for a comedian. Like, the first time I said, now appearing, you know, Dwyer Johnson, tonight at 8 o'clock. And that guy was standing in front of the marquee.
Yeah.
It fell and killed him.
And what?
It killed the comic.
The first person to ever have their name on a marquee was murdered by their own marquee, basically.
And then they replaced him with another comic immediately.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's comedy. That's how it works.
That's comedy.
he developed killer comedy.
My break in comedy.
Right. You sit around and wait for them to OD or get hit by a...
I totally killed last night.
Who books that?
Well, both of you guys are from Los Angeles, right?
Yes.
Awesome.
And is your area on fire right now?
No, I live in South Central. Okay. They've tried to burn that down
on purpose, and it still
won't burn down.
Yeah, people have tried to burn that down.
South Central only burns down when USC, the Dodgers, the Chargers, the Rams win a championship.
Intentional fires.
So it'll never happen.
Right. I'm guessing when your area of LA is on fire, the fire department's like, we're going to wait until it goes out on its own.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of what they have to do now. It's crazy. They ran out of water already.
What about you, Felipe?
There's fires like 10 miles from where I live, like in the Sylmar area. But we didn't get evacuated. But everyone around, like 10 miles from my house, they were evacuated. It's because over my house, there's like three major freeways.
Yeah.
There's a 5 north and 5 south and a 118 east and a 118 west. So I'm pretty sure if those catches on fire, I'll be doomed.
The whole city's going to go.
But I was worried about, because there's a lot of, there's a freeway in the neighborhood with brush.
Right.
And then right behind those brush, there's homes.
Right.
So those houses catch on fire, one of the embers could hit my house.
Oh, man.
Wow.
But, man, it is like...
It's Armageddon.
Armageddon,
it's
man.
Like,
out of Palisades.
For sure.
Yeah. Out of city of, my brother's high school, he went to Palisades. It's completely gone. Like, it's like no more.
Yeah, that place got scorched.
Yeah, my brother-in-law's house is gone.
P. Diddy evidence burned down in a fire.
Part of the conspiracy. They had to burn L.A. to erase the P. Diddy evidence.
OJ's original glove is gone.
All that oil went like that.
the baby oil. That's why L.A. burned down.
James Woods, Anna Faris, Adam Brody, Paris, the Hilton girl. They all lost their homes.
Yeah.
They all lost one of their homes.
Right.
One.
The one they liked.
T-Bag.
Morning. Morning, hey. Guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Just so you guys know, when someone calls up and says Happy New Year's, we tell them to shut up.
Oh.
Because today is the 10th.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
Happy 10th.
I just woke up, you know?
Yep.
I got a good story for you. So I was had a friend that lived down the road, and my buddies were over, and we're like, oh, let's go light up some fireworks in front of their house. All right, sounds like a good idea. We go down there, and they ride their bikes, and I'm like, you know what? I'll stay at the top of the hill because I don't want to deal with his wife, you know? She's treatment. And so I'm sitting there at the top of the hill waiting for my buddies to come up the hill. They come up the hill, and I go to take off, and I'm on my street bike. I go to take off not realizing I had a puncture in my back tire. And when I went to take off, I low sided high side. It caught, broke my right wrist completely. I got up and my right wrist is flopping around. And I'm like, my wrist is broken. My buddy's like, no, you're good. Come on, let's go. I'm like, no, my wrist is broken. And as I continue to flop it around, ended up getting on my bike, riding my bike home with a flat tire, a broken wrist, a month before I got married.
And a false out of voice.
And she's still married you.
And she still married me. These guys wrapped my wrist up in duct tape, and my buddy had a room open at Bridgeport Hospital. Get there. He's like, why would you ever put duct tape on this?
Right.
Why would you?
Seemed like a good idea.
No.
Emergency things,
that's
man.
That's the smartest.
MacGyver.
Yeah. How are you going to get it off?
That's right.
That's a.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they got it off. Yeah. These guys are laughing at me the whole time while they're trying to pull it off.
All right, T-Bag. We'll put you in the running. Thank you.
Boss Keith, NapoliClassics.com. Top five.
Happy New Year.
This is funny. The Napoli Classics people called me yesterday.
Uh-huh.
They left me a voicemail. So they sponsor this segment now, right?
Yeah.
So they left me a voicemail and I said, oh God, did they listen to this segment? Like, did they go through old podcasts and say, what have you been saying?
Right.
Yeah.
So I still don't know. I called them back. They haven't called me back. Oh. But
maybe
what?
They rethought the whole right. Sponsoring this segment.
But
thing.
What could this be?
Is it a good job?
Right. Yeah, it's definitely
not. Not good job.
It is definitely not good
welcome,
job.
Welcome, welcome.
No one calls me to leave me a voicemail to tell me, like, oh, that segment was excellent.
That was great.
Right. Or to give me, like, a car.
It could happen.
I don't know. That would happen to you. They would call and be like, hey, come look at our cars. We're going to give you one.
Right.
But for me, like, no chance. No. It's like, what did you say on November the 11th or whatever?
Yeah, so, can we edit that out of the podcast?
Right. Can we take that down?
You should have partnered earlier. You could have borrowed one of the cars for your reunion.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, show up and something
that
awesome.
Cool.
Right, that's true. But yes, I'm good. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's nice
Thank
to you. Have you guys back. It's nice weird when nobody's here. I'm the only one here for like 3 weeks, and it's weird here.
Everyone goes on vacation at the same time.
It is ridiculous. It should be against the law,
it's
actually.
Ghost town, really.
It is so weird here during those 2 weeks. There's nobody to talk to. It's not great. I don't want to
shout at
all the important conversations
right.
about
Die Hard 2 and
1982 Academy Awards.
Right. Alan was here, though, so I was able to talk to him. Yes. But yes, great to have everybody back. So I have a list about resolutions today.
Okay,
so every year we go through this, and every year I try to figure out what my resolution will be. So some years it worked. Last year it worked. I didn't drink diet soda for the whole year. I didn't drink soda all of 2024.
Nice.
And I sort of rolled it into this year, so I haven't done it yet. I mean, I guess I could, because it's over, right? I could do whatever the hell I want.
Right.
But I figure I've made a life change, and now I'm never going to add soda back in.
You quit a bad habit.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So, in some years, you know, one of them was, like, get more upper body strength. And
One was doing 100 push-ups.
That was so those ones are harder.
That was the year.
One was coming in and saying hello to us every
morning. That was the hardest one.
That was the hardest. 3 days.
3 whole days.
So some of them don't take. So this year, I've come up with a list of four. I came up with five in my head. I'm going to run through them, and then I'll tell you what number one is, which is the one I've decided on.
Okay,
right. So number five is no deli meats. As you know, I love deli meats. If you've seen me near a charcuterie board, it's a problem. Deli meats are terrible for you. But salami and all of those, I love so much.
Yep.
So I was going to say, let's wipe deli meats out of my list. Good for my heart. But it also means, you know, no turkey sandwiches. It sort of means no roast beef sandwiches. And my life sort of built around sandwiches.
I was going to say, how often do you have deli meat?
Sounds like a lot. So basically every day. So I have deli meat every day. And then on the weekends, it's like a charcuterie board explosion.
Right.
So I thought about it. And what happens? It functions where there's always deli meat. So I said, nope, that one doesn't make it. So we clog arteries into 2026.
Nice.
Fine. Number four, no beers during the week. This is something you do, right? You don't have beers during the week. Or maybe not.
I slid towards the end of the year, but I'm back now.
Well, you were on vacation.
Friday and Saturday.
It's the holiday time.
Right.
It's
right.
Different. So normal people have resolutions that say no beer at all, but, you know, here we are. So I figure none during the week. Sadly, it can't be done. Because I have these nights when I don't have the kids and they're at their mom's, and what am I supposed to do? Read? Like, I got to do something. So beer on Wednesday? Like, who's mad?
Right.
And what if I, like, there's a work
function.
Is it
one, though?
It's one, sometimes two. Is it a show at the Amp? It's like six.
Yeah.
Like, so it's July.
It varies.
It's July, and there's a show at the Amp, and it's a Wednesday, and we get there at 4 because you got to get situated.
Like, you're in the parking lot playing games.
Yeah, right. Like, so it's an impossibility.
Right.
So
not happening.
So, yep. So that can't be your resolution.
Y'all need some beer, you're safe.
Right. So far, so good. Number three, this is my daughter's resolution, my older daughter's resolution.
Oh, you asked them for suggestions?
No. This was her resolution, which could have also been mine.
Okay.
So we were talking about it, but yes, we do it doesn't matter.
A swap of resolutions?
On New Year's Eve, we discuss what all our resolutions are, if we succeeded from the year before, what our best day of the year is. It's real nonsense. Her boyfriend was there this year and was like, what is happening
party
in his family?
Really? Does he have goals?
He had to.
You don't want
to
know his goals.
Stop it. Yeah. he had to because he was a prisoner of my New Year's nonsense. Right. But anyway.
This is your retribution for them making fancy meals every night.
Right. So here we are. Her resolution was be more tolerant. Be more tolerant with her sister, with her boyfriend, with people in general. I think it just means stop being mean to everyone all the time. I thought about taking this one. Could I be sweeter, nicer, more cuddly?
But, no.
Right. And I figured I'm just too old. I'll be 49 in June. Like, this is it. I'm this person forever.
People need to accept you the way you are.
Right. This is it. You can make a New Year's resolution for small incremental change, but this is a whole personality upheaval.
You're done. You're baked.
Yeah. Right. This
the
is
cake
it.
Has been baked.
Right. She's 17. She can still become a little bit of
she
a different
can
person.
Herself and get better.
But this is it. Like, that's if you it. Don't like it, like, it's I'm done. Not cuddling with yep. you. You know, it just is what it is.
It'd be weird to, talk to you in the kitchen. You'd be like, oh, hey, how's your day going? Like, what is happening?
Hey, who are you?
There are times he's nice.
I'm about to be fired.
That's exactly what I think. I'm like, he was just too nice to me.
Yeah.
It must be my last week.
That is bad. So maybe this should be my resolution. All right, number two, 8,000 steps. They changed the rule. It used to be you had to walk 10,000 steps, and doctors were like, okay, pigs, it's only 8,000 steps. Good luck. So I got a walking pad, which is basically a treadmill for people with, too much credit card debt. So I've tried to do 8,000 steps the last 4 days, and it's impossible. You can't do it.
Is it in your office right now?
No, it's at my house.
Okay. Oh, where you're all the time.
So in reality, I should get one for the office.
Yes.
And then we would have meetings and I would just be walking on it. Right. Because the problem is, if I get home, when I get home from here, I'm at 800 steps. Like, there's no way I'm going to walk 7,000 steps at home.
How many miles is that?
A lot. I don't know. It feels like a ton. It seems like too many.
It's like two.
It seems like 7 miles. That's what it feels like. And so my idea was I'll put the walking pad in front of the TV like people do with treadmills.
Yep.
And I'll just watch TV and walk. But then you say, I want to sit.
Yeah. So sitting is way better.
You can't get to 8,000. So I'm trying to do the thing here where every hour I get up and I walk in a circle and I get a water and it doesn't matter. I did it yesterday. I got home. I was at 2,100 steps. Like, I'm not going to walk 6,000 steps.
That's better than 800.
It is
you
better.
You gotta just look at it from that point of view.
I think I could do 5,000 steps a day, and that's what it's gonna be. So an 8,000 step resolution, impossibility. Can't be done. All right, so what I did just...
This was the basketball coach.
Yes. What are you running for?
Aim low.
We were 0-10.
Aim low.
What are you running for?
That daughter of mine didn't play basketball this season. It's weird. All right, number one, this is what we decided on. My resolution for 2025, stretching. So my goal by December 31st is to be able to touch my toes, which I cannot.
I think we've tried this one before.
No, we haven't.
Yes, you have.
No,
this
is a new version.
Okay.
It's real sad. And I think it's because my back is fused together with hard cheese and deli meat.
Probably.
So I want to be a bit more limber, stretch things out. So maybe when I'm older, I'll feel better and it won't be creaky when I wake up. So
that's
that is
not
my
a one-year goal. That's a one-week goal.
No, I've been doing it.
How far can you get down now?
It's awful. I mean, I'll show you. The audience can't see it, but it's so bad here. I'm going to take a deep breath. Ready?
Yeah.
That's as far as you could go. I swear to God, you're not even trying.
Gravity has to do more.
I can't.
You have to do more gravity.
It's just past the knees.
What if I could touch my shins?
It's just past the knees.
Right. It's awful. This isn't a joke. I've been doing it for 2 weeks, showing people how bad it is. They think I'm lying. I'm not. There's something wrong.
What if you sit with your back against the wall and then try to lean forward towards your toes. That's as far as you can go?
Oh, yeah, it's way bad. I tried that at home. Yeah, I can't. I can't do anything.
Oh, my God.
So can you touch your toes, right? Yeah. Everybody can.
I can probably
can't.
Touch
can put
my
the palms
bottom of my feet.
On the ground.
Yeah, I
can you
probably
really?
Do that.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, either way, that's my resolution. So this time next year,
well,
I'm going to be
low.
This time next year, it's going to be touch your toes city in here. So okay. I'll come in next year on whatever today's date is, and I'll touch the
you
floor.
You should be able nice. To do it next month at this time.
Well, no, I got
touching your toes.
Did you see how far away I was? I'm like
not that far.
I'm like 2 feet away. I'm like this much away.
And what will be the training for this toe touching?
Right, I've been doing so. There's all these stretches online and all these like hot yoga people that I've been doing YouTube videos. So I've been doing 10 minutes of stretching a day because I feel
and
like
that's the best you could do.
But it's been 7 days. Like, what's today's date? I just started January 1st, and then I missed a few days because it was the weekend. But that doesn't matter. But so I've done it 4 times, maybe? 5?
Something's wrong with
that. Right, something's wrong. I know. Like, so that's where we're at.
Okay.
So those are my
how will
resolutions.
That make you a better person?
I don't want to be a better person. I just want to be more limber. Okay.
All right, well, that's a good
one.
Don't be a better person.
Right.
Just be more limber.
Right. Yeah. I want, like, pliability or whatever.
What's on the floor that you need to pick up?
I just think it's embarrassing. Like
the, you
like,
can't tie your shoes or whatever?
Right. Like, and then I just feel like in 10, 15
money.
Years, like, what is it going to be like?
Oh, right.
I'm going to be just like a cripple.
You
I'm
won't
gonna,
even be able to put your pants on.
Right. I won't be able
like
to get up in the
morning. Like one of those football players from the 60s.
Right.
Just walk
like
around
that.
Bent over.
Yep. Right. I don't want that.
You'd be wearing Skechers next year.
Yeah.
Right. So that is it. Those are my resolutions.
All right. Congratulations.
Happy New Year.
Boss Keith, NapoliClassics.com. Top 5.